because it's very easy for just people generally to kind of listen to a couple of songs and go, well, actually, that sounds really similar to that song, then people can very easily make up their own mind about it. But if you look at when these cases have actually gone to court, people have tended to get musicologists involved, because it kind of boils down to the finer detail of whether something really is, you know, similar enough to be looked upon as a copy or an infringement of the previous song. And that's a lot more tricky than just listening to two pieces of music and going, yeah, they sound a bit similar. Because I think we can do that with a lot of different songs and in situations where they're not necessarily an infringement of each other. Some recent high-profile cases about kind of accusations of songs infringing previous songs, having cropped up in the last couple of years, then I think that people are more aware of it, and so therefore it's kind of crept into the public consciousness. We had the litigation over the Pharrell Williams case against the family of Marvin Gaye, and that's just kind of brought it more to people's attention, I suppose.